We're live, season four, episode six, Decoded Podcast. I'm Roland Chidiak. He's Chris Clough. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, dude.
Chris, this morning when I was setting up StreamYard for our podcast, I noticed that our good friend Carlos left two comments for us from our last episode.
Sweet.
Yeah, so he first comment. Carlos, thanks for watching and listening and commenting. We appreciate it. First comment, he's digging our beards these days. So that's always, hey, you want to make me happy, you could talk about my beard. It'll work.
Here's the thing about that. Carlos, thank you for noticing. I am making more of an effort in taking care of my beard. So I guess my efforts are paying off. Thanks, Carlos. But I'll also say that I went to, there's a new business in my town in Newmarket called, I don't know if it's Fade and Blade or Blade and Fade, but it's a new barbershop, young fella, dude's name is Amir. If you're ever in Newmarket, go check him out. He's a super sweet guy, great conversationalist. Was talking about when I got in the chair, I think that's part of what a good barber does. And I don't know if the new generation of barbers do it that well. When I was younger, I used to go to the barbershop with my dad, and I have like, I don't know if that's going to make it into this episode, but, Chid, you remember we did that one episode where we were talking about memory and we talked about cigarettes and smoking?
Yep.
Our dad, I think we may have landed a little bit on some of the other stuff. And I kind of talked about driving with my dad. Like I whistle because my dad always whistled in the car. My son, Jake, does it too. So you get these kind of like these legacy traditions that get passed down from parent to kid, so on, so on. So anyways, this dude though, Amir, running a shop, he reminds me of the old school barbers that I used to go with my dad. And you'd go and you'd sit and chat, and there's a few people waiting and they're chatting or they're reading a magazine, and then someone was just there chatting and they leave. They're not even there for a haircut. They're just there to kind of chill for the day because it's sort of like the social club. So Amir's got a good way about him. And we're talking, and the dude, I forget where he's moved here from, but the conversation was sort of like back home. So I don't know if he's newly moved to Newmarket or newly moved to Ontario or Canada, but the place where he went to school wasn't here. And he talked about him going to university for an economics degree and then sort of realizing that he doesn't want to pursue the economics. He's pursuing small business. So he opened up this small business. And I do know that he moved up from Toronto area to my area, Newmarket. And it was great to sit and chat with him. But Carlos, the reason I bring this up is because while I'm in the chair there, the dude that did my beard, it's a very kind of different style of beard front end geometry for those of you that listened to last week. But if this is the front end up in my grill, but the front end geometry of a beard, it gets styled differently if you're getting a fade as well. So I got the whole like sides and down faded, and it totally shaped it differently. It gives me like this majestic chin. Like it's just like boom. But anyways, Carlos, thanks for noticing.
Dude, are you telling me that you went to a barber shop and somebody worked on your beard?
I did.
How do they do that without you wearing a mask?
I did not wear my mask. He was like all gowned up, face masked up.
But is this legit? Like, and I don't mean it like that. I mean, if I like, are all barber shops supposed to be doing that now, so I can go get my beard done?
I imagine region to region. Hope I didn't just crash Amir's business, but yeah, he I was in the chair. They like, he was gowned up. So I guess it comes down to, do you feel comfortable not wearing your mask? That's really what it comes down to. That's the question you ask, right? Yes. He had the gown. He had the gloves. He was wearing gloves. He had his mask and visor on.
Hey, the reason I'm jealous, actually, like I don't want Amir's business shut down. I'm jealous because I've been avoiding going to see my barber because I thought that I wasn't allowed to be unmasked. And maybe what I need to do is just call them or email them and check and say, hey, are you doing beards now? Because I remember when they first opened, it was clearly stated patrons will wear a mask. Yep. Which meant I couldn't get my beard done.
Yep. So check it out. Yeah, I
Or maybe it just means I need to go to Newmarket so that you and I can do our thing.
We go visit Amir, then we grab a sandwich.
Well, yeah, and then hit the second and the third and the fourth place.
It's all process.
And you have to take me to the ice cream drive-thru.
Yes, ice cream drive-thru at Kawartha.
What people are seeing here is Roland's immaturity and the child in me. It's like, you promised me ice cream when I come to Newmarket, so it better happen.
It will.
Okay, so that's the first thing. So that was Carlos's first comment, which took us 5 minutes to talk about, which that's is awesome. Okay. No, it's not a bad thing at all. Carlos might even get named as the title of this podcast, depending on what happens next.
I'm okay with that.
Even if you weren't.
And I'm okay. I'm okay that you're saying you don't care that if I'm okay. I'm just okay.
Okay, so I want to shift and I want to come back because I'm not done with Carlos yet. We have to say good morning to Ramona because Ramona just chimed in on the comments.
Wished good morning, Mahar. Good morning. Yes,
good morning, Ramona. We hope, I'm hoping that the coffee mug you have is full again. That is epic. She says, regardless of barber, we both have majestic chins and beards. What a nice lady. Checks in the mail, Ramona. Thanks very much. Checks
in the mail.
Okay, let's go Carlos's second comment. Carlos says he thanks us for not talking about work first when we start the podcast. Now, this to me is a mind blown. Poor Carlos is watching this or listening to this, and he's like, thank God these two didn't start with talking about work. And I'm going to infer and assume it's because Carlos doesn't want to talk about work right now. Carlos would like to hear about like life and what's going on and the intricacies of the things we talk about. So I want to honor Carlos right now at 7 minutes into our podcast. And this is what I want to do. And this is not staged or anything. It's just based on what you said. So when you talk,
are you going to sing?
No, I'm not going to sing.
Okay, I thought it'd be a song.
No, I'm not singing.
I'm just saying.
I want to share a story from last night that has nothing to do with work, but it has to do with my dad. Thanks to you talking about the cigarette smoke and how it triggers us to recall our fathers and experiences with our dad. So here I go. Okay, so a couple of things just happened here. So my dad was a hairdresser.
I don't think I knew that. I didn't know that extra bit.
My dad was a small business owner. He was a hairdresser. He owned two salons that I know of here in Canada, and he had one in Lebanon as well. So my father, I get the vibe now when I reflect on my dad that he was a bit of a maverick. He was he was probably trouble for my grandparents. I think he was loose and he kind of raised himself, and I think he enjoyed going to the clubs and having fun and hanging out with his friends. He was all about that. So we talk about the barbershop. My father was a hairdresser. We talk about the cigarette smoke. He was a smoker. So here's the other thing. My dad's eyes, they would twinkle when he was happy. And he had this really cool thing his eyes would do. And my son, Ben, my 14-year-old, had my dad's eyes. And so here's the story. So last night, yesterday was a weird day. It was a PD day, and it was you could work from home. But I went into school for the morning, and I did the math PD with my buddy Mike and my principal, Paul. He joined us. So it was pretty cool to have like two other dudes to do PD with in my room. So there was a lot of awesome learning, but there was a lot of good times too, just chatting with the guys. We went out for lunch, and then after lunch, he went back to work. Mike went home. I went home. We did our self-directed learning from home. And then I went out to get Thanksgiving dinner from the store that we're going to be dealing with today. I get home and I'm like, I'm kind of spent because it's been a weird day. And I just went to a grocery store at like prime time. And I get home and my wife says, we're going to get our flu shots. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't want to. I'm like, I don't want to. I just want to sit on my rear end. And I kept, part of the joke last night was, I've got a podcast at 8 p.m. and the whole family would laugh at me just because I kept repeating it. And I was trying to be annoying and they knew that. Anyway, we're at Shoppers Drug Mart and my 14-year-old is not happy. And he's standing beside me. He's like, this is such a waste of time. And I said, what? And he goes, this is such a waste of time. And I caught a glimpse of his face and his eyes. It was my dad. My dad was talking to me because my son was masked. So all I could see were his eyes. So my wife's kind of pissed. And my youngest is like, could you get him to shut up? And I just pull out my cell phone, turn on the video camera. And if you see it on Instagram or Facebook, I repeat what he says. This is such a waste of time. And he turns and he smiles. And that smile is my dad. So selfishly, when I saw his face and the mask, I was like, I got to get this on film because this is my dad's here with me right now.
Yeah.
And my dad's being a bit of a jerk, right? Being channeled through my son. And so I caught that. And it was like, I've literally watched it like 100 times.
I would hope so. This is golden, man.
So Carlos, thank you for activating my non-work talk this morning. Chris, thank you for talking about the cigarette smoke in the barbershop. And a big thanks to my son and my dad for coming out in who they are. And it's like, I had a moment. It was awesome because as my 14-year-old is being a 14-year-old, and I don't want to be there, and I'm being as annoying as the 14-year-old, there was that gem in that moment. And I told you last week, I'm looking for these things. Yeah. And the minute I saw it, I was like, I don't care what happens right now. I need to capture this moment. And it was awesome. Like, it turned out everything about it was good. So we get the Shoppers, we give them our confirmation number, and they're like, okay, it's an hour wait. We're like, okay. We weren't bothered because there was a dollar store in the plaza. There's a DQ. So it was like, well, let's get out of here and go do something for an hour. And then there's me saying, everybody, just so you know, I have a podcast, so I need to be home by a certain time. And I'm starting to get nervous. I'm like, am I going to make it home in time to activate the link and to sit in the chair and just be ready to cast with you and Ramona? And last night we had EJ Hunt on. And it was like, so we go to the dollar store. And we tour the dollar store and we're having fun in the dollar store. And then we come out of the dollar store and we go into DQ and we get the ice cream. And then we get in the car to drive across the street because there's a high school and my son wanted to run on their football field. So as we're driving out of the plaza, my wife gets the text message saying, we're ready for you now. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm trying to eat a peanut butter parfait, drive the car.
Priorities, like, baby, priorities. Yeah.
And I was pissed. I'm like, well, I have to drive. If I'm driving, I can't eat. And I DQ ice cream, soft serve ice cream.
No, my goal it's to park. You got to park.
Yeah. My goal is always to eat that stuff before it turns liquidy. I refuse to eat DQ ice cream when it's liquid.
Yep.
Well, then it's not ice cream anymore. But anyway, so literally I'm pulling out. Her cell phone rings. She checks it. She's like, we got to go back. They're ready. So I literally do this huge U-turn type thing. We go back and I'm looking at the family like, I'm not going in there till I finish my DQ. And I just got it. So they're like, okay, come in when you're ready. So I'm pounding back this peanut butter parfait, which isn't an issue for me. And we get in there. And then.
Totally normal behavior.
Anyway, so we get the flu shots, and then I'm like, it's just hilarious. I'm like, my arm hurts. And they're like, you're such a baby. And I'm like, I have a podcast. So as we're driving, we're driving out, and we stop at the red light, and my wife says, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. She goes, no, we're going to the school. Will wants to run the field. And I'm like, I have a podcast. So I'm yelling that as I'm turning the car into the high school parking lot. We get out.
I have a podcast,
for God's sake. William runs 200 yards one way across and the other way across. And his brother goes out there to torment him. Then we get in the car and I'm like, can we just go home now? So here's the best part. We're driving home. We're at a red light and a Ferrari, a black Ferrari, drives past me. So guess what I do? I follow the Ferrari. Because Will's like, where does this guy live? In our neighborhood? I'm like, we're going to find out. So Sarah's like, you have a podcast. Now she's yelling it. And I'm like, I don't care about the podcast. I'm following the Ferrari. So now you've got this black, beautiful Ferrari driving down the street, minutes away from where I live. And you got this Honda CRV filled with a family following the Ferrari. So we're following the Ferrari and I'm just drooling because I've just had my DQ. I'm probably reacting to the flu shot, right? So it hurts. And there's this car in front of me that's just like, you, it's rare. And I'm not a big car guy, but I'm like, hey, I want to know where this person's going in a Ferrari. So anyway, we drive like, I don't know, a minute up the street. And the guy pulls into a driveway. And so we drive past, turn around, drive past again. And we look at the car and we're like, wow, that's a cool car. And then we get home and I was home early enough that I could do some things before the podcast, but
nice.
So there you go, Carlos. I wasn't expecting to talk about my dad, but man, as time goes on, it's a real treat to remember him and talk about him because I don't have a lot of pictures of him here. My kids really don't know my dad and it's a bit of a shame, but you know, I look for the moments. So I thank you for talking about the barbershop and Amir and the cigarette smoke because it's good, right? Like it's good, especially right now with what's happening in the world and stuff. It's good. And it's good to see my dad and my kid right before I want to kill him. It's a bonus. So we're going to shift again. Ramona has made a comment. Oh, no checks required. We don't need to send Ramona any money.
Okay.
Might need the address of the drive-in ice cream though. P.S. The tea mug is full, turkey's in the oven, chopping onions for stuffing, and the tears are coming. Don't lie, Ramona. The tears are coming because Chris and I are telling stories. We're triggering you.
Yeah. I want to say that just it's funny the way that played, how your time just prior to the podcast is similar, not same to mine. So it was a longish day, just stuff going on, spent a lot of time helping kids with anxiety. And then my daughter didn't have a great day at school, so came home. And the plan has become kind of pizza wing night on Fridays. So I'll make a pizza, like I bring in the dough and we sort of make the pizza out of a lot of times kind of like some of the veggies and the cold cuts that are left in the fridge for the week. And then I'll just pick up some wings and cook those up too. But all that got benched. And because when we got home and Karen, my spouse and I, we were talking one of the times where we're actually both coming home at a similar time. Often our times aren't like, we were probably within about 6 minutes of each other on the same highway, and got home and sort of connected with the kids and then just decided we're going to go skateboarding instead. So Karen chillaxed. She had some stuff to do. So she stayed at the house and we went for a skateboard. But then similarly, I wasn't saying to the kids, you know, I have the podcast, but the countdown timer was in my head because I'm like, okay, I know the pizza's going to take X amount of time. Like I'm doing the sort of like the culinary countdown. And it's funny, that was happening at the exact same time. Now, part of the reason that we went for the skateboarding is that, so Maddie, when she has the bad day and it gets stuck in her head, when she has a bad day, things get stuck in her head. She has said flat out, she loves getting out on her board. She says the feel of the, like the gravel under the wheels and just the smoothness of the ride and the motion and the air and the agency. She said it really helps. It helps me focus. It helps me sort of take my thoughts, take my body and thoughts sort of away from some of the things that I'm perseverating on. So there was parental therapy involved with that. Much like you hitting the DQ, like, do you have to have it? No. Will it make the moment better? Probably. Right. So that was happening just before the podcast kicked in and I was having similar thoughts. I was like, oh crap. Like I'm going to come flying in there. And I will tell you, part of my triggering still is you know, my fear, like somehow Clank Studios will just not work. So even though I'm not, Clank is actually just on the shelf over there. Clank Studios is still pretty much, it's the same studio that Clank was in. I'm just using a different device to get the feed going. So that's the first part. The second part, a couple times this week, and it kind of, it stopped me and it choked me a little bit. Karen has said that she has mentioned, she said that I have sparkly eyes, and she said, I can see your dad. So I get it. Well, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Carlos, damn you. I was going to talk about pedagogy and leadership. Damn you for encouraging this conversation about. Whew. But yeah, well, the eyes thing, dude, I get it. And I love the fact I knew your dad was a hairdresser. Doesn't surprise me. I hope that my, you know what I hope? Here's a hope. Carlos, and again, damn you did this. Here's my hope. I hope that my kids, I hope I'm living a life that my kids, when they're talking to their friends and their adult, that they're able to say, just like you did in this exact, I want this exact same moment for my children, that they're talking to one of their friends and they say, oh yeah. My dad used to kind of do something like that. And then for their friends to go, what? Really? I want my kids to have stories like that about me. I really do. I really, really do. I think it's probably at the heart of why I do some of the ridiculous stuff I do. Because I want them. Because think of how this just made us feel being able to share these moments, right? Mm-hmm. These things that you notice, like we're telling stories about our family, we're telling stories about our heritage, and we're honoring spaces that maybe we've never actually said out loud because we haven't noticed in this way. Like, I love that you noticed that about your son. It's such a gift. It's such a gift. And it was so out of context, like you noticing it and actually being able to speak to it are two different levels, right? Mm-hmm. Because you might notice and say, oh, you know, my son's just a cute kid. But to see it and like, holy crap, no, there's my dad. There's my dad talking to me right now. Like, that's beautiful.
And it's like, and I needed it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I needed the jokester part of my dad to appear.
Yes.
I'm loving this. Ramona made a comment that the stories of the dads are also helping with the tears, but she's using the onions as the excuse. So what just happened with you with the twinkly eyes? She must be bawling over there.
Yeah. She's like, I need another onion. I'm out of onions.
You know, darn Carlos. Here we go again, Carlos. So Ramona, let me talk for a minute about the ice cream place. So in the summer, at the beginning of July, when I headed to Newmarket to visit Chris and to do our food extravaganza at Newmarket, which was... Hang loose, man. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. As I'm driving into Chris's hood, I see a Kawartha Dairy ice cream store, which I've never seen before. Like, I've never seen an actual like building dedicated to Kawartha Dairy. And there's a drive-through, for goodness sake. So there was nobody in the store because it was still kind of like weirdy COVID time, but the drive-through was full. Like, there were cars just running right around the block kind of thing. And as I'm driving to Chris's house, Chris had told me we were going to do sweet and savory. He didn't tell me what we were doing, but he told me, like, I got some ideas about where we're going to eat. And, you know, deep down inside, I was hoping we were going to hit this place. And then when we didn't hit it, I was like, Clough, like, what are you doing to me here? You invite me to Newmarket. You have a Kawartha Dairy drive-through, for goodness sake. Mm-hmm. So I think I gave him the gears just a bit so that you told me, okay, next time we'll hit it for sure. But there it is, Ramona. So it was like I was already in heaven in terms of the family, my family and my sister-in-law's, her and her kids. We rented a cottage that was epic. And we didn't know it yet because we had just gotten there. It was epic to be there and to be away from the world for a week. And then in the middle of that, I got to go to visit Chris. We got to do our food extravaganza. So, Carlos, So did Carlos make this episode better or worse? Because I wanted to tell you about my week at school, but I don't really want to talk about work. I don't want to either. I want to talk about this stuff. Yeah. I'm good too. I feel like once again, I come back to the nuggets that I'm finding in my day-to-day life. I feel like when I go to work, I'm not really going to work. I'm on like an adventure to find these nuggets in my day. It's kind of funny. It's like I have to wake up and I have to be somewhere for the day, which is fine. I go and I'm there. And I think when I'm there, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm also like on this hunt. I'm constantly looking and searching for these nuggets that are giving me, it's like a video game. I'm like, do, 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 ding, 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 ding. You know, you find a nugget and it gives you energy. It builds you up. It kind of makes you glow for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you keep going on your adventure to find the next nugget to help you glow, to survive, to make it to the boss at the end of the level. You kick their butt and then you move on to the next level. And it's like, that's kind of what I feel like I'm doing, which is, it's fun. When I think about my life right now like that, it's fun. So like when people were saying to me, what are you doing this weekend? And I was kind of telling them the nitty gritty of it. They're like, wow, you're going to be at the arena like 4 times. Doesn't that bother you? And I'm like, no, because I get to see my kids doing something that they like. And I get to talk to people if I choose to. And it's part of the adventure. It's part of being out of the house and looking for the nuggets. Because I tell you, I wasn't expecting to see my dad yesterday. And I did. And I'm like, ding, ding, ding. Like, that was a big one. And then DQ, when my wife said, let's get DQ, I'm like, let's get DQ. Everybody's getting these little itty bitty ice cream things. I'm like, what is the biggest royal treat I can buy? Because this is what I'm doing here. And then the dollar store, that was hilarious because the dollar store came from this tradition that I believe, I don't know if my wife would agree. I believe I started this tradition here in Waterloo that was started with me as a child. So here's the other connection back to my dad. When I was a little boy and I had to go to the doctors for we called it the needle. So tetanus or whatever, you know how when you were younger, every couple of years, you got a booster shot.
Yep.
Okay. So when we'd go for the booster, I never forget, it would be me and my dad. Right. So it'd be kind of cool to hang out with my dad for half a day or whatever. We'd go, I'd get my needle and then we'd go downstairs to the pharmacy in the building, the doctor's building. And my dad would buy me a chocolate bar. So here it was like, oh, we have to go to the doctor and you have to get a shot. No problem. When we're done, I'll buy you a chocolate bar. And then I tell them the story. This is what my dad did for me. So we go to Shoppers and my son says, I kept complaining about the podcast. So he's like, well, how are we going to get the chocolate after? And I'm like, we'll get the chocolate pre-needle. So because we have to wait. So let's go and tell them we're here. And they tell us we have to wait. Let's go get the chocolate you want now. So as we're in the dollar store, and please don't, well, judge me if you want. I don't care. I was going to say don't judge, but what do I care? Judge if you wish. So,
dude, the treat is done. Just own it. Own it.
Own the treat. Own the treat. But I'm more concerned that we bought it from the dollar store, but I shouldn't be. But anyway, so we go to the dollar store, and now I'm like, it's the dollar store, man. There's cool things everywhere. So it was funny when the whole time we were making fun of my wife because my wife said before we went in, don't touch anything. And we're like, okay, because of COVID. So as we're in there, the kids are looking at the candy. I'm like, don't touch anything. We don't want to upset your mom. Because if we upset your mom, I might miss the podcast I need to be home for soon. And the kids are just looking at us dying, right? Like, shut up kind of thing. And I'm like, no. You shut up. But anyway, so as we're picking out the treats, again, it's like my kid now has that tradition that my dad did with me. Yeah. So we pick out our chocolate and I got some too. Not that I need any, but here's a funny bit that if my son ever hears this podcast, he'll kill me. So we're all wearing like a sweater, right? Because it's kind of cool out. It's nighttime and I say to my son, as we're going into the Shoppers, the first iteration, I'm like, tell me you're wearing a t-shirt underneath that sweater. And like a typical 14-year-old, he's like, nope. I'm like, you know, you're going to have to take the sweater off to get the shot, right? So You're going to be the whack job that's got no shirt on in the Shoppers Drug Mart getting your shot. And now he's pissed at me. And my wife is pissed because she's like, why didn't you put a shirt on? Like, it was like George Costanza's parents. The both, right? So when we go to the dollar store, my wife's like, maybe we'll find you a t-shirt in the dollar store. He's like, I'm not getting a dollar store t-shirt. And we're like, be quiet. You're getting whatever we get you. So at this moment, it's kind of sweet because we're looking like a pretty dysfunctional family. And I'm loving every minute of this.
I love that opportunity too, just to like do the full on, oh no, we're shopping for a t-shirt. Because you know, the t-shirts there are just like, they're either like cartoon, like they're just the ones that you know you're gonna find one. Like, I found one for you, son, and you have to hold it up in front of your face because you're laughing so hard behind it, right?
Right. So okay, so then this is the best part. So we're walking through and we get to the Halloween section. Halloween. And Sarah's like, pick a shirt, Ben. He's like, are you kidding me? She's like, pick a shirt. So he picks one that says some, it's like this skull and crossbones, and it's just hilarious. So we get this Halloween t-shirt, some chocolates, we pay for them. Then we go to the car to drop off the dollar store stuff. And I'm like, get in the car and change your shirt. So he gets in the car, takes off the sweater, puts on the t-shirt, puts the sweater back on. We go into DQ. And like, now we're just, we're like hallucinating now. Like, we're in the zone. We're in this dysfunctional family zone where we're enjoying the dysfunction. We're feeding it. I'm like, give me my DQ. I got to go home and do a podcast. And, you know, Will's nervous about getting the shot. So we're chirping him, and Ben's pissed off. He's like, this whole thing's a waste of time.
So that, it's funny, cause I saw, what makes it awesome is that the whole waste of time post that you put up, I love the backstory to it. Cause I'm just like, I could tell there was just enjoyment happening in there. I didn't know context, but that's a good backstory to that.
So, okay, let's, I'm going to shift again.
Okay.
And now we have two viewers. So Ramona's still watching because Ramona's cutting onions from now until like Christmas, I guess.
Packing up the meals at this point. Maybe she's starting to put the sides in the bins.
And maybe, who knows, maybe C-Rock's in the house too. I don't know. We'll see if he leaves a comment. But I think I scared off the second viewer.
They're like, somebody sees me. What happens? Yeah, when the void looks back at you, eh?
Right, right. Whoa, nobody's supposed to talk back to me here. Mm-hmm, nobody's supposed to come here. Okay, so we're back to Ramona just packing up the food. But
all right.
And I make that sound so pedestrian. Oh, just Ramona. Anyway, sorry, Ramona.
She's doing family stuff. That's family. That's for fam.
So this week I had parent-teacher midterm interviews with my son's high school teachers. And we learned some things. So... first up was geography, and it was a great meeting, in my opinion. The teacher, you know, told us what he knows about my son, and my wife and I gave him feedback about my son and made him aware of certain things. And I'm happy to say my son's doing well in the course, so that's great. And then we had our meeting with the tech teacher, and it didn't go as well as the geography one. So the minute that was over, you know, my wife and I look at each other, we're like, where is he? So we get him up in front of us. We're like, get your Chromebook. And he's just mad. He's mad because he's 14. He doesn't like school and he doesn't like how he's living. And we're like, get your Chromebook and be quiet. So he gets his Chromebook and we start going through some of the feedback that his teacher's been providing him with and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So why did I want to talk about it? I want to talk about that because there was another moment. There was another moment there where I remembered being him at that age. And I said to him, listen, like, I was pissed off, but I wasn't really pissed off. I was just like, you know why I was pissed off? Because I didn't consider adding any homework time to my night off. Like, right? Because there's nights where Sarah and I come home and I know she's going to work with him. And then I know when she's bothered, I'm going to work with him. And it's just built into our nights now. So, but I wasn't expecting to do more work that night. So I told him, listen, I'm bothered because I don't want to be doing this right now. I'm selfish. I wanted time for me. I worked all day. Now I'm doing homework. That's unexpected because you dropped the ball. That's not cool. So I told him, like, listen, back when I was your age, going to school every day, I sucked, right? Like I didn't do anything. I didn't understand what was going on. I said, you got two parents here who are like, the fact that we're complaining that we have to help you is a privilege, really, when you look at it like that. We have the intellectual capacity, the time, the resources to sit down with you. And the fact that we're bothered means that we're also privileged that we get extra time to do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So
good point.
So I said to him, so I know I'm pissed, you're pissed, but hey, let's make the best of it. So we go through his stuff and we figure it out. And I said to him, I said, dude, this, like, my mom and dad didn't have this. Like, there was no checking in on me. Parent-teacher interviews meant that I was going to be in big trouble and I just would brace myself for the trouble. But here, we hear the feedback from the teacher and now we're going to move that feedback into action. And so it was a rough week for him. It was a rough week for him. Tech class turned out to be a negative experience for him. His first time. So we're looking at October now, and he had just been in school face-to-face in tech. And we've been in school for a month, and he's just seeing his tech teacher now. He's just sitting with people now. He's just using the machines now. So he missed the first 2 days of face-to-face tech because we had to get him tested for COVID, which he's negative. Awesome. Yep. But then he missed 2 days. So he's already 2 days behind in a course that he was scared about and then realized that he didn't understand some things and work the machines or whatever. So he came home with this woodwork that he had done, and he was not happy. He's like, this is a piece of you-know-what. And there's no time to redo it because of COVID and the way we operate. So we were trying to boost him up and say, you got to breathe, man. You got to relax. You're in grade 9. It's the second month of school. Who cares? Like, when it all boils down, it funnels through. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Relax. Show yourself some grace. But he didn't. So long story short, he went back to school and he worked on it again with the machines. And this time he made it look a lot better. And he couldn't hand it in on time. And we're like, just chill. So this weekend we're going to work on it. The teacher knows we're handing in this weekend. Hey, I'm a teacher too. I get it. I told him, you're not going to be penalized for any of this. And if you are, then your parents will take care of that. You step back, we step in, we take over. It's all good. To say all that is to say that he had a rotten school week. So last night, the fun we were having, it was nice to just have fun. You know, yep. It was nice. Even this is a waste of time. You know, I've got a podcast. The little one's scared to get his needle. We got to buy Dairy Queen and Dollar Store. Like, it was just rolled together. It was fun. And it was a nice way to end the week. And Ramona says she's still doing the onions. She had to take a short break due to the tears, and she'd like to keep all her fingers.
Yeah. Good stuff. I got to go into prep mode. I actually haven't picked up anything yet, so that'll be probably today. I'm sure it's on the list.
So, dude, what's the final word on your end today?
As in what we got rolling today?
No, as in like before we shut this podcast. Oh,
before we shut down.
I've been doing a lot of talking.
Can I say something I'm excited about for an absolutely ridiculous reason?
Drop it.
So I'm sitting, I'm doing some prep work this morning and I'm thinking to myself, so I'm moving into, because of the way the sections are that I teach, I'm moving into my face-to-face, 4 weeks of face-to-face next week with my learning strategies classes. And I'm like, it just, something in my head is, I was like, I don't know how it got there, but I had this image in my mind of like the kids in class laughing. I've had a really good experience with the virtual stuff. My classes come together, we're having great conversations. I'm figuring out my own gymnastics of what it means to do virtual teaching. It's at such a consistent rate and with a consistent kind of delivery system. So the tools are working right now. And because I'm having that positivity, I'm like, okay, how do I get that joy? How do I get that joy to be in the classroom? And, I feel like I've worked really hard and the kids have worked really hard. We talked a little bit about how it's like, how well we know each other, but they know what I look like, but it's like we don't really know each other face to face. So we talked a little bit about what it means to be in the same place together. We talked about, you know, whether or not this is a good way to make friends. And you know, I shared a story of how you and I met and how we've become great friends and how, you know, 4 or 5 years later, we're connected. And this all came from virtual connections, right? So we talked a little bit about that. And then I thought, yeah, I still want something more. So I got this image in my head, like, I wonder if I could find fly swatters that have hands on them. And if I can order them on Amazon, I'll order a class set, something that's easily cleanable so that kids can do high fives with each other. And maybe I saw it somewhere online. I don't know. But it just got stuck in my head. And so I stopped doing my IPs. I'm like, I got to check this out. So like tomorrow before 9 p.m., I have like 30 of these high five. I'm going to use them for high fiving in class. Each kid will get their own so that just we can sort of share some physical joy in class, just being able to do high fives. And I think I'm going to call it High Flives.
I like
High Flives. So this was my morning obsession as I'm trying. This is what was getting in the way. This was the joy that was getting in the way of my work. That's one thing. The other thing I just want to mention is one of the things, and you talking about looking for the joy, I'm looking for a better way to kind of move through my day in general, just always. And right this past week, what I was working on was my memory. And doing the things that pop up in my head that I know that I have to do. So what that would look like is, as best as possible, if I'm working on a task because it's, you know, I have it in my checklist. If something pops up as a reminder, I take care of it right away, not sort of go back and make a re-note. So it's kind of a new way of thinking, because often if there was something that occurred to me that wasn't on the list, I might not do it. I would just add it to another list for the next day. But I'm starting to pay attention to it and asking myself, you know, questioning my logic as, could I take a pause right now and just do this 1 minute thing that will become a 10 or 15 minute thing if I don't do it now? So that's something that I've been working on.
Right on. Right on. Oh, I love the pick, bro. I can't remember what that tool is called. A vice?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look at that. I love the lines. I love what you did with the lines.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos, that was awesome.
I'm cool with calling it Carlos.
See, the C-Rock episode. That's what I would call it, C-Rock. Okay. I know it's supposed to be C-Roque, and I hope I'm not disrespecting... I hope I'm not disrespecting Carlos in not... C-Rock is so fitting, though, because Carlos, if you knew his character, he's such an easygoing, laid-back dude that thinking of him as a rock star of rocking out is kind of the complete opposite of what I see in Carlos face to face. So it's the C-Rock, it's the play on words. It has nothing to do, like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm taking his name and then taking away his identity because of it. I'm just having some fun. I don't know, whatever. It's all good. Like, whatever the title is, it's just, it's like, so today that nugget was me reading Carlos's comments.
Yep.
Right? The thing about the beards and the thing about thanks for not talking about work. Like, thanks for kicking off your podcast in a different way. And, you know, sometimes we're going to talk about what we want to talk about, but I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to talk about work. I mean, there's some things I wanted to talk about that I didn't get to. It's all good. I got to talk about my dad. You got to talk about your dad. We got to talk about our kids and what we did to, like, help them out this week, mm-hmm. and have some fun. And
yep,
that's the heart of Decoded, right? Like, we're dads, we're teachers right now. Teaching is not what it's been before. So it's like, hey, we can put that down and talk about other things.
Yes, we can.
And it's our podcast, man. So we can do what we want to do. And I love that. I love that we don't follow a script and we don't have a recipe. Our recipe is we just do what we feel we need to do for the morning that we're doing this.
It's true.
And it's, you know, the whole thing, like, actually yesterday, Chris, I'd like to shut my mouth with this thing today. When I was driving home from the grocery store yesterday after school with all the food to prepare for this weekend. I had a vibe that if we weren't in COVID times, then it last night would have been either me visiting you in Newmarket or you visiting me here to do one of our food.
Because that's our pattern. That's the pattern. It's like grab the sort of the Friday just before the long weekend, because we know we'll still have time with the fam. We'll still, absolutely. I had the exact same thought.
And I was like, we still need to do it. We just need to, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we need to do it somehow.
It's just going to take, because now's the long stretch, right? So it's just going to take one of us driving. I'll come to you. I'm happy to come to you this time. Let me come to you.
But we might even do a third party destination, which we've talked about. But I guess the next big break would be Christmas time.
Yeah.
Now, we definitely, I know, like, depends what happens with hockey too, right?
We got to try to get it in before that. I think some way, somehow.
We'll find a Friday maybe. I don't
know. Yeah, it could be. I mean, even Saturday. If you had the other thing too, is it could be, I mean, if it could be the meetup, depending on what time the hockey goes, it could be sort of after the hockey. I don't know what that looks like, but it could be around that. So me kind of going to where you're doing the hockey, whether or not, I don't know. Would your kid come with? Do we create another tradition? Can I play a part in playing a tradition? I don't know. Think about it.
Initially, I'd say no, just because of the content and how
true. But it's true.
I'm not opposed to it.
All right. My people will call your people. We'll negotiate it.
But yeah, I had that thought last night. I was like, this is on a night like this, we would normally be gathering to celebrate. And there's a place near my house that just opened. It's called, it's a new chicken place. Starts with a C.
Chicken?
Crunch. Church's Chicken. Church's Chicken.
That's a franchise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a franchise. And I had it yesterday. It was a good chicken burger.
Good chicken burger? You
know. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, on that note, chicken burger.
Here we go.
Thanks to everybody who listened in. Thanks, Carlos, for the inspiration. It was a good episode of...
this is the Thanksgiving episode. This was perfect. The Thanksgiving, they're full of gratitude. It's good.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Chris.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Thanks. Peace out, man.
Peace, man.